In this video, I want to take a very quick look at restrictive covenants. A restrictive covenant, in case you don't know, arises in a contract of employment, and it's also known as a non-compete clause. In other words, it makes certain provision or provisions for when the employee leaves the job or when the employee's employment is terminated. In other words, when the contract of employment comes to an end, there may well be a restrictive covenant. Now, if the position was one of a management position, middle or more senior management position, then it's likely to have a restrictive covenant in it. And I often have queries and consultations with employees who have left their job and are now setting up on their own and have set up on their own and have a client or two and are making their way to build their business. They're doing their best to try to build a business. And the next thing is they come to me and they're asking questions about the restrictive covenant in their employment contract from the previous employer. Clearly, it's too late then to be asking questions about the restrictive covenant in the employment contract, because the likelihood is, if there's a restrictive covenant in the contract, then they're going to be bound by it. Now, it may be for 6 months, it may be for 9 months, it may be for 12 months, and there will be an argument as to the enforceability of that restrictive covenant. And that argument will center around two issues. One, the temporal clause, in other words, the time period that the restrictive covenant is supposed to cover, and two, the geographical area. Now, leaving aside though any argument about the geographical area and the time period, the restrictive covenant is still enforceable, and it's too late, quite frankly, for a small independent self-operating, self-employed, independent contractor or freelancer to begin to build a business and perhaps have commitments by way of mortgage and family and so on and so forth. And then after a month or two, they begin to get worried that there's going to be trouble. There may well be trouble. And ascertaining the situation, finding out what the story is before they leave the job, is just a smart thing to do, because it's going to release and reduce your chances of being very, very stressed. And it's going to reduce the chances of you starting off half cock on a career or a business, a small business, that you are suddenly flooded with self-doubt about and fear and anxiety and stress, because you don't know whether your old employer is going to come after you, because now there's former clients that you used to deal with in your old employment contacting you and wanting to engage your services. As I say, the time to make inquiries about the restrictive covenant in an employment contract is before you leave the job, not afterwards. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it the thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.